This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that sometimes waiting on God can feel tricky. This waiting period can feel tricky as all sorts of thoughts can run through your mind. One day you may feel strong and determined to wait on God, and the next day you may feel doubt and confusion. This confusion can cause you to partially wait on God and not turn things over entirely to Him. The Israelites were not tricked, and they knew how to wait on God, especially when they recognized the Sabbath year. In the Sabbath year, they were not allowed to farm their land, and they had to let their land rest instead. In other words, the Israelites had to simply trust that God would provide for them for an entire year. Here's what's significant. Farming their land was how the Israelites ate from day to day, as well as how they provided for their families. So picture this. The Israelites walked by their land every day for an entire year and resisted the urge to farm it, putting all their faith in God to provide for them. Here's how God responded. He allowed their land to produce 2 to 3 times more in that 7th year than it did any of the other years when their land was actually being farmed. The Israelites knew how to wait on God by trusting Him entirely. So what situation have you partially turned over to God because you haven't fully surrendered to waiting on Him? Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel as I share my experience with struggling to wait on God. But before you do, remember these words. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Psalm 28:7. So today, don't be tricked. Wait for Him.